It echoed the worry from line one on the Lancastrian Princess, for Crown Princess Michelle was going home on family business too. Her father, Emperor Yu, had demanded her presence.
Will Radko be all right?
Baxier shrugged. Ian was glad she hadn't tried to lie. He was glad, too, that Rossi halted in the doorway then. It stopped him from asking what the problem was with Radko's family. If she'd wanted him to know, she would have told him.
This is cozy, Rossi said. I go away for 2 days and look what moves in.
Ian ignored him. Through the lines, he saw Radko run onto the shuttle. The bay doors closed, and air was being pumped out before she'd even clipped herself in. Captain Helmo called as soon as Radko was back on her home ship.
We're ready to jump, Ian.
On board the Lancastrian Princess, Michelle patted Radko's shoulder. Radko tried to smile, couldn't. Something was seriously wrong, and Ian had no idea what it was.
Ready.
Ian pushed the worry to the back of his mind. Being distracted when you worked with the lines was a disaster waiting to happen.
Fergus?
Fergus was on the Lancastrian Princess.
Ready.
Fergus's line hummed with anticipation. At least someone was happy. The Lancastrian Princess was part of a fleet of 6 ships, joined together by the alien ship 11. Until recently, they'd only been able to jump the fleet as a single entity. Then they had discovered that Line 7 could be used to allow a single ship to move on its own. They'd tried it before. Of course they had, as often as they could get jumps. But every other time, Ian had been on the ship that had jumped.
Please let it work.
Of course it will work, the lines told him.
Fergus started to sing. Ian could see as clearly as if he were on the Lancastrian Princess. The ship lines connected. Line 7 to every other 7 in their mismatched fleet of 6 ships in 1 station. He heard them as song. Saw them as lines of light. Different colors for each ship. Every line had a knot at each end, tying the ships tightly to each other. Ian smelled fresh bread, tasted it, as the colors ran together and turned white.
Ready, Captain? Fergus sang.
Prepare to jump!
Helmo's voice was calm, although Ian could hear the nervousness underneath. Helmo always said it wasn't the jump that captains worried about, it was coming out the other end. Line 9 moved the Lancastrian Princess into the void, with Fergus's Line 7 linking the fleet ships. Line 10 came in, and the Lancastrian Princess jumped. Then they were out of the void. Helmo's relief swamped the lines momentarily. Ian checked the lines on each ship in the fleet. All were good. All were strong and straight. The song of the Galactic New Ship had changed. They had a new engineer on that ship. He was surprisingly strong. Ian hadn't realized he was a linesman. The navigator on duty on the Lancastrian Princess said,
Confirming position 33.76785.23.45.
The first digits were the sector. 33 was Lancia. It was the first time Ian had been in a different sector from the Lancastrian Princess since he'd started working for Lancia. Helmo opened the comms to Abram Galanos and to everyone on ship as well.
This is Captain Helmo from the Lancastrian Princess calling Admiral Galanos on Halidea 3. Receiving your call loud and clear and in real time, Abram said.
A spontaneous cheer went up from the listeners, for this was history. The first time 2 humans had ever communicated officially in real time between sectors.
Ian?
Helmo asked. Ian could hear and see the Lancastrian Princess as clearly as if the ship were nearby rather than half a galaxy away. Michelle and Radko were entering Shuttle Bay 8. Vega and 2 teams entered with them. He normally knew everything that happened on ship, so why hadn't he known about Radko?
Ian?
He dragged his attention back to his job.
Everything looks normal. Are you sure you've moved?
He didn't need to ask, for the leaving of the Lancastrian Princess was already causing a flurry on both media ships. The producer on the Blue Sky media ship was saying,
Find out where they went!
While Coral Zabi, the reporter from Galactic News, said,
We're supposed to be part of the entourage. They could have told us where they were going.
Captain Helmo laughed.